flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, guys, we're on a roll here. We've had some decent contestants the past few times, so I'm feeling good about this one. I hope we can give away $2,000. 60 seconds. Somebody could be $2,000 richer. So 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly, and then, of course, the big prize.
Mm-hmm.
$2,000 if they can get them all right.
Our contestant this morning, Ryan in Royal Oak. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Ryan, how you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're ready to give away a whole bunch of money. I hope you're ready to win a whole bunch of money.
Yep, we're gonna try to. We're heading to Boston here in a little bit for a little vacation. So this extra money could help.
Oh, right, awesome! So he's got some backup.
Yeah.
He's with other people.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So Ryan,
motivation this morning.
Your time is gonna start as soon as I start reading the first question. If you don't know one, pass. And if there's enough time, I'm gonna get back to it. All right, are you ready?
Awesome. We're ready.
All right, here we go. Who did the Pistons play last night?
Indiana Pacers.
This Detroit Tigers player wears jersey number 30.
Kerry Carpenter.
What is the state capital of Ohio?
Pass.
What is the nickname of the Detroit Tigers AA affiliate in Erie?
Pass.
Who played Danny Ocean in the 2001 movie Ocean's 11?
Pass.
Who is the current punter for the Detroit Lions?
Jack Fox.
Super Bowl 59 will air on this television network.
Pass.
This band had the 1984 hit Hot for Teacher.
Pass.
Who did the Jacksonville Jaguars recently hire as their head coach?
Liam Combs.
Who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace?
Pass.
All right, we got you with four, so it's $100.
Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, it'll get you a lobster in Boston.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling. Yeah.
We'll put you on hold. We'll get you paid. It's $100 on the two grand slam.
There were some tough ones that he passed on. There were some, I thought maybe a couple of gimmies. That he passed on as well.
Yeah. It, sometimes he took too long to pass, and that was also the problem.
Yeah, but he did get through all 10.
He got through all 10, but
actually
he
had
passed
a shot
on
at all of them. Yeah,
I thought we were headed for something special when he got Carpenter right.
I did too.
Because the jersey number ones are tough, and he's
out of season.
A big player, but not like the first one you would think of.
Yeah.
So I thought, and two, if you get that, I would think you would get the Erie one.
The AA affiliate. Yeah, let's go through this. So the Pistons played the Pacers last night. We're going to talk about that coming up at 8:02. Isaiah Stewart ejected. J.B. Bickerstaff came to his defense. Mm-hmm. Second question was, Gary Carpenter wears number 30. Mm-hmm. State capital of Ohio, John.
I mean, come on. You got to know this one. It's Columbus.
That must be a crappy state.
Yep. No.
The AA Erie Seawolves.
Seawolves.
Yep. Yep. Danny Ocean, played by?
George Clooney. Now, if you're going to throw out a guess, I think you would throw out either Brad Pitt or George Clooney.
Yes. Yeah. Current pitcher or current punter for the Detroit Lions is Jack Fox. And then that's kind of a
lead into the broadcast.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he would connect the dots on that one.
Super Bowl 59 will air on this television network. And he waited so long. If you
just throw out one of the
Fox,
three.
Right. NBC, CBS. Come on. Van Halen had the hit Hot for Teacher.
Classic.
Liam Cohen with Duval.
Yeah.
Cringe moment. He is the Jaguars coach. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, played by?
Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
So I think we need to do a litmus test at the end of the show with one of these questions.
Yeah.
And it's number 5. And it's the George Clooney one.
For
if
Doug?
If Doug knows it, shame on you.
I don't think he's going to know it.
Well, it's not Denzel, so Doug's not going to know
John
it.
Is, John knows way more about movies than Doug. But my first thing on you, you're not the biggest movie aficionado, and you just rattled Pitt and Clooney. You got to guess one of those right off your tongue.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so, you guess one of them, and you get a 50% chance of being right.
Well, I don't know if Doug knows if Brad Pitt or George Clooney were in the movie.
I've never seen it. I didn't know.
Really?
I was thinking it was Matt Damon.
Another good guess.
A big name actor,
another
yeah.
good guess. Yes.
He played Linus.
Yeah.
Was he in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Then yeah, he's one of the 11. On the right track.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.